In the beginning was the bark, and the bark was with dog, and the bark was dog. There was the flow of all, no time, no change, no thing, only the great flow of all, swirling and forever, neither static nor moving, neither warm nor cold, neither full nor empty, the flow of all. And in the flow of all came the bark, and came dog, the shape and form of the intelligence of love, the power of love, the thought of love to shape and form the flow of all. And dog barked, and from his bark and the warmth of his breath came the spirit and spirits of all, came many spirits, not distinct, not separate, but parts of the flow of all, small swirlings in the great swirl of all, a vortex and another, a swirl that coalesced into spirit and intelligence. Dog, who is the flow of all and is part of the flow of all, breathed and barked the spirits of all within the flow, within the swirl of nothing and everything, within what was, what is neither static nor moving, neither warm nor cold, neither full nor empty, the flow of all. And there was time. And dog barked again, and the spirits had form, shape more than the swirling within the swirling, yet never separate, still and always part of the flow of all, like a pond in the flow of a river, like a bay in the flow of the ocean, like a gust of wind in the flow of the air. The spirits had intelligence and form, but were part of all, never separate yet distinct, never distinct but real. They had form, but not substance. And the spirit and the spirits wished to be close to dog. And dog realized this and barked, "You are closer to me than you understand, for you are me, and I am you, and we are all together, the flow of all. There is no close and far in the swirl of all. There is no better or worse. There is only the flow, and now shape and intelligence." And dog barked. And the spirits who had form and shape now could speak. They could speak, and they spoke of their awe of dog, calling out, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." And dog heard, and he barked, "Cry not hallelujah to me. Praise not me. I am only the spirit and breath of all that you are part of. I do not create, but only recognize what is and what will be and what was. And as I recognize, as I see and understand, you become with form and speech. Praise not the me, for I am the flow, and you are the flow, and we are all together. I speak, and we all speak. The bark makes us real, but the bark is us, and we are the bark, not separate and distinct." Then dog barked, and his breath coalesced into stars. Then dog barked, and his breath coalesced into the moon. Then dog barked, and his breath coalesced into the earth. And the earth was barren, rock and molten lava. So dog raised his leg and cooled it with his water, and it had form and substance, land and water. Then dog barked again, and the earth had life, had grass, had trees, had flowers and weeds, had moss and cactus. And the grass, the trees, the flowers and weeds, the moss and cactus were in shape and form and substance, but were still part of all, part of the great flow and swirl, like a pond in the flow of a river, like a bay in the flow of the ocean, like a gust of wind in the flow of the air, real but not real, there only in the perception of those who would see and distinguish the parts of the flow of all. But on earth, there was not intelligence, not understanding. So Dog called to the spirits of the swirl and flow of all and told them that some would go to Earth to populate it, to make a world of Dog with variety beyond their imagining. And some would stay with him, form only without substance. Yes, some would go to the Earth to realize intelligence, but not only intelligence, not only walking on the Earth or swimming in the sea or flying in the air. They would realize love, for the swirl and flow of all was the spirit of Dog, which is love, love that surpasseth understanding. And the spirits were puzzled, they were confused. What is love? What is there but the flow of all and the bark of Dog that shapes and forms? They knew not. Then Dog barked that those who would go to the Earth, some now, some millennia from now, some eons from now, would live and die and suffer. Yet always would they be part of him and return to him and his love. They would have to pass through life and death on earth in order to learn of love. Those who would stay, who would be part with him and not take substance on earth, they would be in the flow of all. They would be in the flow of love, but they would not know love. They would not be able to teach love nor to create love, but only live within love. Then all were filled with fear, lest they be chosen to go to earth and live and die and suffer. For they would not have pain, because pain hurts. Yet some were curious, were wanting. Still intelligence without knowledge of love, they wanted to know of love. They were willing, and they came forward in thought to Dog. And Dog chose some to be birds, some to be sheep, some to be horses, some to be rattlesnakes, some to be fish, some to be bears, some to be monkeys, and from the monkeys would come later the bigger monkeys, then apes, and finally men and women, humans who would be born in love, would understand above all others. And there were those he graced by making into creatures in his own image, into dogs who would carry the giving of love in their every breath, dogs who would be the embodiment of love to teach the humans to understand and to love. Then the spirit and form Cat purred to Dog. She would help, she mewed. And Dog saw that Cat was intelligent and capable. So she helped, always at Dog's will, learning, giving form and substance to one spirit as a fish, to another as an eel, to another as a boa constrictor. And she was filled with pride, for she could create. She had pride. Then she had allegiance to no one, not even Dog. And she called a created a creature in her own image, did Cat, a mountain lion, and she called him Ferazzi. And Dog barked to Cat that she should return to his spirit, that she too could learn to love. But Cat would create, she had power, and she cajoled some who were willing to be born to live and die and suffer so that they should love. She cajoled them to come to her and be formed for the earth in her image, to be hers there on earth. They came, for they knew not love, but had only hope. Nor did Cat know love, but only power. And Dog barked to her again to follow the way of Dog, the way of love, to learn to be at peace. And Cat would not listen, for she was filled with pride, and she would create, for she had power. Dog tried once more to bring Cat to him. He barked, but she would not heed. She mewed, but did not turn in her thought. She created more in her image. Then Dog said, "You do not love. You do not recognize the way of peace and love and being all together. So you shall be our tool. Our tool in your ignorance. You will take to those who have form and substance and intelligence the challenges of fear and hate, of vengeance and sloth, of guilt and schadenfreude, of greed and lust, of gluttony and impatience, of indifference and allergy. You shall take all these horrors that can infest the spirit to those who have form and substance and intelligence on earth. For only with these horrors as challenges shall they learn to recognize love, to have a loving heart. You shall live always between a swirl of spirit and form, without substance and the earth, in a kind of void, dark, but able to see and to test my creatures who had learned to love. Then Dog threw Cat out of heaven for her pride. And Cat fell and fell and fell, through the void and darkness she fell, falling with no weight, yet falling. And she grasped with her claws at a ridge, a place the Dog had allotted her, high above the earth. She grasped and pulled herself up, for now she had substance. Her fur on end, she sat and looked. Then she began to preen herself, to lick her paws and then her fur, to be beautiful as she knew she was beautiful. And she mewed again. And some who were from Dog heard her, and they came to see, and she purred to them, "I shall make you great. You shall live, but never die. You shall live, but not suffer. You shall live and have only pleasure." And they were seduced and agreed to go to earth to be her minions. First came Ferazzi, the great mountain lion, powerful, who would not die but work forever for her to show the power of Cat. Cat, the only one of the spirits who had challenged Dog. Then came the others, the ones who would live forever on earth, not suffering but always pleasuring themselves as cats, the 12 cats of Cat. And Cat gave substance to hate, to greed, to vengeance, to lust, to gluttony, to pride, to impatience, to indifference, to sloth, to schadenfreude, to guilt, and to allergy. Above them all she placed Fear, who would, under the always stern guidance of Ferazzi, lead these 12 cats of Cat to turn all on earth away from Dog. And Dog did not interfere. He saw, and he knew that this was necessary. "You too are part of my plan, for there can be no true loving kindness if there are not the challenges of these cats to those who will be born and die. These cats, though they be horrible, still are they part of me, part of my plan." And he barked to them, "Should you someday repent, should you someday come to realize the love that transcends all, that is greater than death, should you someday have a loving heart, then you shall return to my side. For though you be far from me, even the most despicable of spirits can return to my love if they will." And the cats preened themselves, indifference already powerful. So hate, greed, vengeance, lust, gluttony, pride, impatience, indifference, sloth, schadenfreude, guilt, and allergy, led by Fear, who answered only to Ferazzi, who answered only to Cat, descended onto the earth. There they spawned many little cats that kill and kill and kill, torturing mice and birds, finding pleasure in the suffering of others, filled with pride because of their power to hurt. And Dog saw that the mice and birds would not survive to learn to love. The many cats could hear the mice, could hear with their sharp ears how the mice talked with clicks. So he taught the mice to click more softly, such quiet mouse clicks. And to the birds with feathers, Dog gave the ability to fly into the trees, so that some would live, that cats would not kill them. Dog put many upon the earth, The mice, the birds, the trees, the rabbits, so many in a variety that none but he could comprehend. And dogs, too, in his image he placed on earth. And among those he placed were many creatures who could think and learn. He waited then to see which would learn to love. For the spirit of love cannot be forced, it can only be learned. The great flow of all, enriched by the intelligences that become guided by love. Only through suffering can any creature know deeply the power of love. And Dog saw that this is the best of all possible worlds, though suffering and pain abound from the spirit of a cat. For this is the world that will come to love. Love that is more powerful than death. Love that is the swirl and flow of all.